I'm excited right now to have Linda Wilson, a member of the Washington State Senate, representing District 17 in Vancouver. Senator, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tim, for asking me. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you. Now, one of the things on a lot of people's minds, most people, is around inflation and how inflation is really taking a huge bite out of everyone's day-to-day income and what that means. Mm-hmm. And particularly here in Washington with where things are at with our budget. And this is something that you've been talking about and looking at. I mean, you talked recently about suspending the gas tax. Talk to us about where we're at with this and what we can expect from the Washington State Legislature to help folks in need.
Well, I know what we'd like to do and what we were advocating for before we even got out of session. So we had a bill that would have suspended the gas tax at least until the end of December. We have it in the budget. You know, if you remember, we had over $15 billion in excess or revenue that could easily have been, you know, tax relief back to our people in Washington State. And none of that happened. And so we keep advocating for it because, as you know, it's going up daily, right? Your gas, I mean, I drive by the gas station and every day it's up, you know, 10, 15, 20 cents a gallon. Down here, $6.09 a gallon is right down the street from me.
Yeah.
So, you know, the idea is that I just recently put the press release out that said we'd like to have a special session. Mm-hmm. It's time that we get back to legislating. We want to go back in and have a special session so that we can actually run that bill and suspend that gas tax. That's nearly 50 cents a gallon. That would be huge. You know, you're talking about a 20 gallon tank, or, you know, and then think about diesel, right? I mean, that's even higher than regular gasoline. And those guys are putting 300 gallons in at a pop.
Right.
Which, you know, if they're transporting our goods, then that means everything else is going to go up.
Is that gaining any traction? Are you getting any traction on that?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because we had one of our congresspeople, Democrat, actually come and say that they wanted to reduce or suspend the national gas tax, federal gas tax, which was about 18 cents a gallon. So, you know, if they did that and we did ours, that's, you know, almost 68 cents a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is on everybody's minds. And that was a Democrat that suggested it. So I think if we keep pushing, we have a long way to go before we're back in session. That's why I think it's a good idea to call a special session now.
Yeah.
And get this.
And what would that mean? Let's say you suspend the gas tax at 50 cents. And we have the surplus. How much out of that surplus would it take?
About $140 million a month. So if you take it to the end of December, it'd be about $840 million.
Okay.
We have $3 billion in reserve.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there. The money is there.
And
now's the time to do it, right? I mean, now's the time when everybody needs it.
And what are the arguments for and against when you talk to colleagues? When you talk to a colleague who's like, I don't know, what's their argument? And then what's the argument for it?
Well, for it is certainly we're giving back tax relief to the people of Washington. When everything else is going up, their gas is going up, their groceries are going up, it's time to give tax relief back to the people. It's their money. What we got back from the governor was that he said that gasoline companies or oil companies would start raising the prices and then they would be taking profits off of what we reduced, which is not, it can't happen. That's not what the bill said. The bill said you can't do that. It's specifically written in the bill that they can't do that. So it would all be backfilled by the state coffers. But that's the pushback. That's the only pushback that we've heard from the governor, just not time to do it. Because oil companies will make profits on that. It's like, well, no, they can't, because that's the way it's written in the bill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So there is no argument against it, really.
Right. Is there? Do you foresee there being some kind of bipartisan approach and push here to see something like this happen?
Well, I'm certainly, you know, I'm sure there is bipartisan right now. You know, we always work with Senator Mark Mullett, who was ready to do some of this stuff in session. And so we do have bipartisan. And I think the higher and higher this goes with the inflation, you know, that's incredible, 8.6% and, you know, highest in 40 years. I think that they will, I think they'll start coming around. How long can you ignore it? You know, when it's something that we can do and it's the funding is there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what would be the process, Senator, to get, I mean, what do you, what's the process you're working on to see a special session come to fruition?
So what we'd need to do is make sure that we could get 2/3 of the both parties and both houses back and call ourselves into special session, because I don't believe the governor will. So we have to do it. By the way, it's never been done in the history of the state. So it would be unprecedented if we did it, but that's what we need, is 2/3.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go in with a specified determination of what you want to be talking about. So if we went in, say, okay, we want to go in, we want to talk about the gas tax suspension, let's do this. And then it would be 1 or 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Go in, pass the bill, and then get the governor to sign it. Right?
Right.
So, and then convincing them. You know, and I think if we actually got that far, I think the governor would actually look at it. And because clearly it would be the intent of the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have to look at that.
So, are there other options that perhaps could work? Let's say you don't get traction on the gas tax. Are there other things that you say, okay, well, we couldn't move the needle on that one? Are there other ways to bring relief to Washingtonians?
Well, there was several bills. I mean, just the sales tax on diapers, right? That got all the way through, and then it died the last few days. We were going to suspend that as well or get rid of it. And then there's, I actually had a bill that was going to exempt the first $250,000 of assessed value from property tax. That was actually on the table. And then there was a sales tax reduction. They were going to reduce it by about 1%. So there's several different options where we can actually give tax relief back to the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you say, like you say, gas tax doesn't cut it, then we certainly have options. And we still can afford most of them.
Yeah, I mean, what is the way? Because, you know, Washington, we like to say that we are really looking out for everyone. However, we're also notable as one of the most regressive tax systems in the country, where, you know, with a high sales tax, which of course affects, you know, someone who, you know, that affects Bezos and someone living in a mobile home the same way, right? So what's the way forward when it comes to really helping those who middle class, right? And lower,
right.
What does that look like?
Well, that particularly the property tax exemption was a progressive tax increase or decrease. So if you had a $250,000 home, you would pay zero. If you had a $1 million home, you would only pay 75%.
Mm-hmm.
You would only get a 25% reduction, right? So that's progressive, and that's the one that we had on the table. So that would you come in and you would actually help the working class and the middle class, and that's who all of this is hitting the hardest. And then when you talk about consumer sentiment, that is at its lowest recorded point ever. People are more and more worried every day about their pocketbooks, their financial situations, their business conditions, the gas prices, and supply shortages. They're all worried about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, we're working on supply shortages. We're working on things we can do with ports, things like that. But, of course, you know, this is the increase in this diesel is going to make that situation worse, because they're going to have a harder time making. Truck drivers aren't going to make any money. If it goes from $846 for a 300-gallon tank a few years or 18 months ago, and now it's $1,800 to fill your tank.
Mm.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is huge.
Mm-hmm.
With us right now, Senator Linda Wilson from Vancouver. Vancouver is such a lovely, lovely city. My goodness, it's growing like crazy, isn't it? Is it still growing a lot?
Yeah, we're over 500,000.
Wow.
$500,000 now. I've been here for 50 years and it's changed a lot.
My goodness. Yeah. I mean, what is it? It's probably close to the second largest city now. Is it going to pass Spokane soon, or how close are they to passing Spokane?
Yeah. We're really close to Spokane now.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, Clark County is one of the fastest growing counties in the state.
Yeah. And why is that? Why has it been growing so fast?
Well, you know, we have a lot of people that work here and go to Portland to work. I mean, live here and go to Portland to work. But a lot of people are moving over because we don't have an income tax. Mm. And so it's real easy to, you know, live in Vancouver. And or, you know, there's a lot of people coming up from California. They don't like the taxes and everything going on down there. We don't have an income tax. And so we have some really nice areas here. In fact, a lot of people that are moving in from California buy in this area without even looking at the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you do have the kind of the best of both worlds there, right? Like where Vancouver, like you say, you live in Vancouver and you got no income tax in Washington. And then you go you go across the river, you go shopping in Portland and pay no sales tax. Right?
Well, right.
So, I mean, that's genius. That is genius. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, and our property taxes are a little, you know, lower than Oregon still. So, but those are beginning to skyrocket, you know, depending on the inflation of homes and all that. So,
right.
It all catches up. That's a problem.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Now, talk to us about kind of where you're at. You were reelected in 2020 to a second 4-year Senate term. You mm-hmm. decided to run on, you know, a strong economy, positive business climate. Increased job opportunities for Washingtonians. Where are things at for you? What you're looking at? I mean, certainly we're at a interesting time in our, you know, state and country when it comes to the economy. A lot of people unsure, uncertain about what might be down the road. Where are we at right now?
Well, you know, I think, gosh, it's hard to say, really. I think that one of the biggest problems that we have now is that we don't have the workers for the jobs. You know, nationally, we have like 11.4 million jobs open, and there's only about half that many people filling them, able to fill them, and aren't going back to work. So, you know, that affects business, affects families. It's crazy how many people, how many businesses I talk to where they need people and can't hire. We have a business down here, and we're woodworking. We build cabinets and been around for 63 years. And, you know, it's hard to find people to work. And that, I think, is a big deal. And then, of course, we're still looking at supply side issues, right, where there's so many pieces of, you know, products that can't be made, and the chips in car sales, because car sales are down a bit now because they're selling these cars fully equipped, but the chips that they need to put in them to give them some of the features aren't in there. And so they're selling the cars anyway. I mean, because they, you know, even without the chips.
Mm.
So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a different world right now. But I think that's really what we're looking at. But, you know, it's interesting. Those revenues are still up. We just had the Forecast Council last week, and we're up of like $438 million.
Mm.
That's because things are still, you know, people are still buying. But, you know, you gotta think what's going to happen next with all the inflation. People aren't going to be able to afford it now. And so that will start going reducing. So, you know, I think we just need to keep our eyes on the inflation and what we can do for the supply side. I'm actually on a supply side caucus and, you know, just touring ports and seeing what we can do there and how to offload and get them loaded and get back on, you know, get them offloaded so that they're not sitting there, and getting products on and agriculture and, you know.
Right. What are some of the other areas of focus that you're really tuned into right now? Are there some other things you're working on?
Me personally, I'm working on, a couple of years ago, I passed the Tiffany Hill law. And that was basically electronic monitoring with real-time notification. So, you know, along with this pandemic, a lot of domestic violence increased. And so this passed because one of the Tiffany Hill actually was murdered by her estranged husband. And this particular piece of legislation was so that if she had it, she would have known that her husband was sitting in a parking lot for 20 minutes before he shot her in her car in the kids' parking lot. And so I'm working on trying to fix some of the issues with domestic violence and trying to get the word out that this is available for women and men who are involved in domestic violence issues and that this technology is available. And it's kind of slow moving. It started in Clark County because that's where this happened. So, you know, we have that. You know, a lot of mine is going to be, I'm ranking on Ways and Means, so it'll be budget issues, things that will affect the state. My nose is to the grindstone about budgeting items and what we need to do with schools and policing, right? We need to fix the police laws. Mm-hmm. We know that. We keep seeing what's happening, shootings all over, police can't get there. I just talked to my Clark County Sheriff's Office and they have had zero applications for any new sheriff deputies in the month of May.
Wow.
That's crazy. So
what are your thoughts, Senator, on the Washington State Supreme Court? They just had last week, you probably saw this, you know, they had a ruling where they came out and says, you know, they're, race must be considered and determine legality of police seizures.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually had a conversation with one of the sheriff's deputies down here, and he's real concerned about it. I don't know how that's going to affect what the police can do. I think there's so many rules and regulations right now that strap them from doing what they need to be doing. And I think this will be one more thing. And quite frankly, I don't know how it's going to affect this in the long run. It just came out. So we're going to have to, you know, figure out what that means.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just one more thing though, that has to be looked at and dealt with while they're policing.
Right.
So, yeah.
Linda Wilson, member of the Washington State Senate, representing District 17 in Vancouver.